Welcome back, my friends, to the Harmony of the Gospels, Day 4, Part 3, The Wedding at Cana. The wedding at Cana. Don't you love the story? I do. On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding as well. When the wine ran out, Jesus' mother told him, "They don't have any wine." "What has this concern of yours to do with me, woman?" Jesus asked. "My hour has not yet come." "Do whatever he tells you," his mother told the servants. Now, 6 stone water jars had been set there for Jewish purification. Each contained 20 or 30 gallons. That's a lot. "Fill the jars with water," Jesus told them. So they filled them to the brim. And then he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the head waiter." And they did. When the head waiter tasted the water, after it had become wine, he did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. He called the groom and told him, "Everyone sets out the fine wine first, then, after people are drunk, the inferior. But you have kept the fine wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee. He revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, together with his mother and brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there only a few days. Jesus at the Temple. The Jewish Passover was near, and so Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling oxen, sheep, and doves, and he also found the money changers sitting there. After making a whip of cords, he drove everyone out of the temple with their sheep and oxen. He poured out the money changers' coins and overturned the tables. He told those who were selling doves, "Get these things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace." And his disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews replied to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days." Therefore the Jews said, "This temple took 46 years to build, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the statement Jesus had made. The early reaction to the miracles of Jesus. While he was in Jerusalem during the Passover festival, many believed in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. Jesus, however, could not entrust himself to them, since he knew them all and because he did not need anyone to testify about man, for he himself knew what was in man. All right, some more great stories in here. The wedding at Cana. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there? I love it. You know, and it's so interesting too that his mother came to him. You know, she was just trying to help out the family, right? But he said, "My time has not come." And I remember that a lot when I'm praying for things and I think, "God, why aren't you answering?" Or, "Why aren't you moving in this situation or taking something away?" And I just remember God always has his perfect timing and that we just need to be waiting on his timing. What I also love is that Jesus is concerned about people, and he didn't want people to be embarrassed. And this family, if they would have run out of wine, that would have been a huge embarrassment to them. And so he does care about our everyday things. And I mean, he turned water into wine, and a lot of it too. I mean, gallons and gallons of it. I also love the servants and how obedient they were. I mean, they knew that they went and poured the water in there. They knew how much water was in each jar. And now he's saying, "Scoop it out and go take it to the headmaster." And they're probably thinking, you go. I wonder which one drew straws to be the one to go, right? Because they're like, "Why are we going to take water there?" But they were obedient and they did it and they went, and it was the best wine ever. So I just need to remember that I need to be obedient. When he says to go do something, Nancy, I'm just going to go do it and not worry if it makes sense. That's right. And just go do it. And lastly, the story about cleansing the temple. I mean, Jesus was righteous too, right? They were in there and they were overcharging people for the animals for sacrifices and not doing things in a good way. And his house should be a house of prayer and not a marketplace. And so he went to go set the record straight. I mean, the disciples must have been like, whoa, because up till now, Jesus seemed very nice and kind, turning water into wine, and all of a sudden he had a whip. But God is going to stick up for what is right. And so that's a good example too that, you know, that God is going to not put up with all of that, people overcharging and all of that kind of stuff. So we need to be living in a good way. So I hope you enjoyed these stories today. They're just great stories. And I just hope mainly that you are faithful like those servants. If God says bring the water, go bring the water. Go do whatever it is, because God has a plan for you. Have a good day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.